He is risen.
Indeed. Alleluia.
Welcome this morning to the divine service here at Zion Lutheran here in Lincoln. We are gathered together around word and sacrament to receive the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. Let us open our service this morning with the singing of the hymn, "With High Delight, Let Us Unite."
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, April 19th, 2026 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Darren Jacob, Diane Breen, and Brian Featon. The opening hymn is number 483, "With High Delight Let Us Unite," hymn number 483 in the Lutheran Service Book. Donna McLaughlin is sponsoring the flowers on the altar today to the glory of God in memory of Don Donath's birthday on April 6th. Reverend Charles Olander is sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for the measure of health he is granting to Nancy.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy.
because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish.
Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful.
The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me.
Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
I believed even when I spoke. I am greatly afflicted.
I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. God on high. Be with you. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people rescue from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
The first reading for this, the third Sunday of Easter, is from the book of Acts, the second chapter. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added about that day about 3,000 souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Lord's Prayer, what is the fifth petition?
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
What does this mean?
We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them, but we ask that he would give them all to us by grace, for we sin daily much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. So we too will wilt. Sincerely give and gladly do good to those who sin against us.
The epistle reading from 1 Peter, the first chapter, beginning at the 17th verse. If you call on him as Father who judges impartially, according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers. Not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this is the good news that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went to them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleophas, answered him, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And Jesus said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord has risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of our Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of our hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 476, Who Are You to Walk in Sorrow? Hymn number 476 in the Lutheran Service Book.
sermon text this morning. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And also when he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Thus far the words of our text. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have before us today Peter preaching to the inhabitants of Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. He cut them to quick with words of murder. Murder. They had put to death an innocent man. They had seen to Jesus' execution. And not just an execution of a criminal, but an execution of one whom God had declared to be his righteous and holy one. Not just any man, an innocent man, but one whom God had made both Lord and Christ. They hear these words and they are cut to the quick. What shall we do? They cry out. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is the answer that comes back to them. And we hear again of the Emmaus disciples who, unbeknownst to them, were conversing with the risen Christ. It was in the breaking of the bread that Jesus was made known to them. Now, this meal Jesus sat down for with the two disciples was not the communion that he instituted at the Last Supper there on Good Friday. But how can we not help but think of communion with the words, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread and broke it. And so we see before us a call to the sacraments this morning. And it seems to me that there is a fair amount of finger pointing that is going on this morning in these texts. It's not the type of finger pointing that there was when Adam was pointing at Eve and they were engaged in guilty of sinning against the Lord. Adam pointing his finger at God saying, "That woman that you gave me, God, that woman you gave me, she gave me some of the fruit and I ate." And Eve said, "Not me, the serpent deceived me and I ate." No, it's not that kind of pointing. It's more like a pointing out is when a journeyman craftsman points out something of value to his apprentice. Through the Holy Spirit this day, we are being pointed to the sacraments that our Lord has instituted for us. Peter told the inhabitants of Jerusalem, "You killed Jesus with the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, for death was not able to keep its hold on him. For God made him both Lord and Christ." And when they heard this, the hearers were cut to the heart and convicted of their sin. And in desperation, they asked Peter, "What then shall we do? What shall we do?" Here is a complete confession of their guilt and of their helplessness in the hopes that the apostles can point to them a way out of their guilt. And what does Peter do? Peter points to baptism. "Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins." Repent is the call. Come to a change of heart. Turn away from sin and unbelief with their attendant guilt and return to Christ. The very same Christ whom they could rightly expect, the very same Christ who they could rightly expect to call down upon them the fire and brimstone that fell upon Sodom and Gomorrah. It is the same Jesus that they are supposed to turn to. What will he give you for your sin? Here is the word from Peter. He will give forgiveness. We are talking this morning about murder, straight up murdering an innocent man through the government actions, through the leadership of the people. And the murdered man has all the authority in heaven and on earth, and he can call down destruction upon you. But instead, he gives the forgiveness of your sins. What wonder, what joy. What happiness floods their hearts when they realize that they are not going to receive destruction, but they are going to receive forgiveness. Forgiveness of their sins. He will give them the complete washing away of their sin, a total wiping out of their guilt of that sin to such an effect that the Father will remember it no more, for it is removed from them as far as the east is from the west. That same experience holds true for the Emmaus disciples. Now in Luke, there are several examples of Jesus fellowshipping at a table with people. Jesus entered the home of a Pharisee and he reclined at table. There's the feeding of the 5,000 where we hear he had them recline, and then he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. There is Luke 14, where he enters a house on the Sabbath in order to eat bread. And there's the Last Supper and the meal that he had with the Emmaus disciples. All of these pointing to where we have fellowship with Jesus. And we have fellowship with Jesus in the breaking of the bread. What table fellowship is the most important table fellowship to the Christian? It is the table which we will fellowship at this very day. It is the Lord's table, the Lord's feast, the Lord's supper that we will feast with Jesus this very morning. For in the breaking of the bread, Jesus is recognized. And what does Jesus give at the sacrament of the altar in this breaking of the bread? He forgives us our sins. And where there is no sin, there is no death. That means the only thing left over is eternal life. He also strengthens us with this bread to live the Christian life. As bread gives nutrition and strength to the body for labor, so too does Christ's body, the bread of Holy Communion, give us the nutrition that we need to live out the life of Christ in this world, to live out the Christian life. Now, we are already baptized here, and we already break bread with Jesus. So what does this have to do with us? We are still in the flesh, which means we battle our old Adam. We still sin. We still fight the sin which so easily besets us, and we still sin. And it's good to remember that for every sin we commit, we're automatically breaking the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. Because when we break a commandment, we set ourselves up to be God. We are against the law. In fact, by our sins, no matter how small they are, each and every one of our sins say to God, God, I know better than you. And I should be the one sitting on the throne of heaven and not you. And quite frankly, God, the creator of everything, is not very thrilled with that. In fact, the wages of sin is death. In our case, that death required the death of the Son of God. And so ultimately, we too drove Jesus to the cross. And we, by our sin, have screamed out, "Crucify him! Crucify him! His blood be on us and our children." That's not. That is not good at all. And we also hear Peter's sermon. We hear the words spoken to us. You crucified him through the hands of lawless men. Now, I am convinced it's unlikely that any of us here would respond in crass unbelief by saying, "No, not me. I'm not a sinner. I don't do these things. I'm not guilty of that. However, we all might be a little bit inclined to say, I'm not that bad. And that is all the toehold that Satan needs to not that bad you into the gates of hell and into eternal damnation. Here's where the preaching of the law comes in. Yeah, we're that bad. We are that bad. That's what we hear. The law then changes our mind. The law convinces us that we are sinners, each and every one of us. And when we realize that we are a sinner, we come to the conclusion, God must be mad at me. If I was sitting on the throne and I had somebody do to me what I've done to God, I would be mad. I would be horribly sad. I would be wounded, but I would also be mad. And when I realize all of this, what does the guilt-acknowledging sinner need? More anger? More wrath? More punishment? No. She or he needs to hear the gospel. God, through Jesus, loves me. And he cares for me. And indeed, for the sake of Christ, God forgives me. And so, self-confidence and pride are broken by the law. You crucified Jesus. Then comes the absolute terror of the grief-stricken sinner. For you are cut to the heart. That in turn leads us to cry out, right along with the people of Jerusalem, what shall we do? What shall we do? What's the answer? You don't need to be baptized again. Your baptism is good for your entire life. Together, though, we will point to it and remind ourselves that we are the baptized people of the true and living God, and that we will claim our baptism. Remember our baptisms. Remember that you are draped in Christ's righteousness, and you are now innocent of all your sin and all of its guilt through the declaration of God the Father. And if that weren't enough, our Lord then takes you and he points you to the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. The breaking of this bread, the body of Christ, for you. He gives you his flesh to eat and his blood to drink, forgiving your sins and strengthening you to go out each day and do battle with your old Adam and contend with the forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Here Jesus says, he says, it's me for you. That is what you receive in this sacrament today. You receive Jesus for you, for your life and for your salvation. Let us thank God then that his anger and wrath was indeed poured out, but it was poured out upon Jesus, who willingly took our punishment upon the cross. And Jesus, rather than lashing out at you, forgives you all your sins, and he gives you life and eternal salvation. And that, my friends, is truly a good word. The word of Christ for you, for forgiveness and eternal life. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us now rise for the singing of the offertory. Thank you. Please be seated.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 217-732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Please rise for our prayers. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. God of all compassion, your Spirit opens the Holy Scriptures to the hearts of your people. Enlighten us by the resurrection light that never fades, that our hearts may burn in faith toward you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, you have established your church so that your promise of eternal life might be delivered to us, to our children, and to all who are far off, to everyone whom the Lord God calls to himself. Grant us faithful pastors to proclaim repentance and forgiveness through word and sacrament. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, you have instituted governments among men for the purpose of protecting people and for maintaining good order. Indeed, you have said that the one in authority bears the sword for a good reason. Accordingly, we ask you to hear our prayers for Kyle Keeler as he leaves this day for basic training at Fort Benning. We humbly ask first that you would protect Kyle as he enters the service of our nation. Keep him strong spiritually, physically, and mentally, so that upon the conclusion of basic training, he will be ready to enter his advanced training. May Kyle's family ever remember him in their prayers and be comforted by your presence with him. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O God, you have not forgotten us in our afflictions or abandoned us in our weaknesses. Deliver the sick and suffering according to your will, especially to those who have requested our prayers, including Barb Thompson as she recovers from a broken hip bone. Bring her healing and a return to full health. Guard us all against despair in our afflictions and grant us patience in the days of trouble as we await your perfect healing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, your compassion is made known to us through your Son's breaking of the bread. open our hearts and our mouths to receive forgiveness and the body and blood of Christ who suffered for us and has entered into his glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
These things and whatever else you know that we need, kind Father, grant us for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and the life of the last day. Give part in his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, the life everlasting. Depart to the peace.
Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. At this time, I invite you to please be seated, and I would like to invite Kyle Keeler to come forward. It's a long way since you sat in my class in 7th and 8th grade, huh? People of God in Christ Jesus, our fellow Christian brother Kyle Keeler prepares to leave for Army basic training at Fort Benning. Before Kyle leaves, it is fitting and right that we as a Christian people should bring him before our Lord in prayer. Kyle, hear now the word of the living God. From Psalm 144, praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge. And from the soldier's psalm, Psalm 91, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Kyle, at your baptism you began your vocation as a Christian, and God has blessed you with unique and special gifts and interests that have led you to service in the United States Army. This Sunday morning, it is our privilege as a Christian people to pray for you as you leave to represent our country. Let your Christian light shine wherever your enlistment takes you. Our ascended Lord promises, lo, I am with you always. And with his forgiveness and the constant presence of his Spirit, with all his grace and with his fatherly care, our holy triune God goes with you. Recruit Kyle Keeler, we commend you and your family to our gracious God's care, and pledge to you and your family our prayers and continued support. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you called Abraham from his home and led him in safety on many journeys. You kept King David under your watchful eye as he stepped into battle. Now we implore you to go with Kyle as he departs his hometown to serve his nation in the army. Stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect Kyle and to bring comfort to Kyle's family, even as they pray for him. Amen. Kyle, may our God, the only true God, keep you from all evil. May he give you courage and loyalty and grant that all things that you do, in all that you do, you may serve him honestly and without reproach. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. Please return to your seat. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 918, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah Redeemer, hymn number 918 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Just a brief reminder, there are no youth group activities this afternoon, and please see your Zion's Light for all the other announcements and information about things going on here at Zion this week. And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.